I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. Before anything, I'd like to share my deep, deep gratitude for you. Yesterday marked 8 years since my first book, Meditative Questions, was published. And in these past 8 years, it has been such an epic and amazing journey that I've been so thankful to share with you. Thank you for your support of me, this podcast, my books, and all of my events. It's been a sincere privilege to share this Zen with you. And in honor of these 8 years since Meditative Questions, I'd like to share a random excerpt from Meditative Questions and also from my latest book, Finding Freedom Where You Are. As I reflect on these two books, there is such a strong feeling of completion. And I've been in meditation lately to remain very open to what's next. So I'll be also discussing the inspired message for the podcast, which is cleanse your mind. But I'd like to first start by honoring these two creations that have sprung up from this journey and start there. So I have both books in front of me, and I'm going to randomly open Meditative Questions, and I'll read the question that comes up and also share just some inspired thought. As I always say about Meditative Questions in particular, there are no wrong answers to the questions. In fact, ideally, the question will dissolve the questioner, which means that in the space of silence, you recognize and realize the peace that you are. And this question that I open to, the color is a lovely purple, which is one of my favorite colors. And the question is, who would you be without the pain? Who would you be without the pain? This question always hits me. And the inspiration in this moment is to share this idea that oftentimes what we identify with the most is our story. Sometimes those stories can be triumphant. Sometimes they can be tragic. And the journey of life is always going to include a mixture of both. But if we remove stories altogether, if we treat this moment as a blank page, if we clear out all of our memories, our ideas, our plans for the future, and just remain in the moment of now, empty of all of the ideas, the thoughts, the stories of pain from the past, or even pain that might be felt in the body in this moment. If we just remove all of that, what remains? Who would you be? How would you feel? What would your experience of life be? Treating this moment as a blank slate. This is our great opportunity. And I believe that all of us, no matter what our stories are, what our life has looked like, all of us have this ability, this opportunity to at least imagine what we might be like, or who we might be, or what we might be without the pain. To just hold the idea for a moment, to feel what that feels like. And then give ourselves permission to step into that feeling, even if it's for just a moment. Freedom is your birthright. And so all that we must do is remove all of that, all of those things, all of those ideas, all of those stories that seem to be contradicting that true fact, the fact that freedom is what you are. And so I invite you to sit with this question, who would you be without the pain? To explore it, to feel it, and then to be it. Just be. Just be. Just be free. Love it. Oh, beautiful. So, to complement that, I will now open Finding Freedom Where You Are to a random page, and I'll read both the pointing and the perspective. So if you have the book or you're familiar with it, there are kind of there's a two-page layout similar to meditative questions where you have the color on the left and the question on the right. Finding Freedom Where You Are has the pointing on the left and the accompanying perspective on the right. This is a perspective that I created in the moment, and also I don't feel that it's the definitive answer. It's just an idea that you are welcome to explore and determine if it feels true for you. So with that said, I will open the book. Oh, beautiful. So I actually opened to a section of the book, and it's a picture of me that is juxtaposed with a lotus flower, and I'm in the lotus position of meditation, and the section of this that accompanies this image is love. And instead of going to a pointing and perspective in this moment, I'd like to just sit with this image and this idea of love. So the image is something that I created a bit spontaneously, just feeling there was a connection with the lotus flower, with the joy that I was feeling in this moment of meditation. And all of it felt like divine love. It felt like freedom. And love for me, I've started to associate love with the lotus flower. And the lotus flower is beautiful in every stage, in the bud, when it's opening, and when it's fully open. But that opening, that full opening, feels to me like a heart opening. When we open our heart, when we feel the love that is entering and leaving this form, love is all around. So there's always this energetic motion of love. In fact, everything is love. When we feel that, there is a unique sense of freedom, bliss, and joy. So in this moment, I'm inspired to invite you to close your eyes, if you're able, to move your full attention into your heart center. Just be aware of the energy that's present in this very, very powerful chakra, the heart, in the middle of the body, not necessarily the heart organ, just the middle of the chest, that is actually where masters like Sri Ramana Maharshi have said this is the seat of awareness in the body. Also in the Upanishads, it's said that it's the size of actually a lotus bud, the seat of awareness. So remaining in and as this heart center, this heart chakra, can visualize the color green, which is the color associated with this chakra. And just imagine that you're opening the lotus bloom of this heart center. Move your full attention into that opening. Feel all ideas and thoughts dissolving in the light, the energy, the love that is emanating. Just feel this love, be this love. And that is its own freedom. This is you without any thought or idea or story or pain. It's pure, pure light, pure love, pure you. Beautiful. I think that's actually worthy of its own moment to just stay in that meditation. And maybe it's not necessary for me to pick a page again, but I'm going to do it just for fun. Oh, this is funny. So instead of opening to another page, I thought I was opening to one that would have a pointing and perspective. I actually opened to the last section of the book, which is the image of me actually in Austria and Germany. And the section is entitled Live Free. So we've gone from love to live free. And I think that's a signal that is the message. That is the excerpt that was needed from Finding Freedom Where You Are, beyond a pointing and perspective that I could share. The message is to love and live free. Beautiful. And as I sit with the two books, Who Would You Be Without the Pain? You know, reflecting on what that feels like, looks like, sitting in and as that experience, the freedom is actually equal to the message from Finding Freedom Where You Are. Becoming in tune with the love that you are, being that, and then living free. Perfect. And to tie in this other theme of the day that inspired me to press play beyond the eighth anniversary of Meditative Questions, which took my life on this, amazing path. Cleansing your mind is this idea that I'd like to just share, because this morning has been all about cleaning. I cannot tell you how many times I started to record the podcast and then thought, no, let me clean some clothes and clean the sink and let me sweep the floor and let me wash my hair. It became comical, all of the different modes of cleansing that just kept arising today. And those are, physical manifestations of this idea of cleansing. But the mind feels much more theoretical. If we have an idea of, okay, if I cleanse my body, I have a towel and I have soap and I'm eliminating this dirt from my body. I'm cleansing the skin. I'm rinsing off any impurities that might be on the skin. There's a real sense of that change that's happening, because maybe you feel clean. you see the, sometimes I, you know, after the beach, you see the sand that was on the body, and there's a clarity that, okay, I had this dirt on me before, but now I'm cleansed. It came up the other day that I had so much dirt on the fans, the Sahara Desert, dust from the Sahara Desert has been all around the island. So there was like a layer of that dust, which is really cool if you think about it. And it's come from the desert all the way across the Atlantic Ocean to rest on the fan. But the fan wasn't functioning properly because it had this layer of dust. It had to be cleansed. And so taking the time to remove the layers of dust and dirt resulted in this new experience with the fan where the air was suddenly clear and clean, beautiful. Now, when we think about the mind, one of the first sections of Finding Freedom Where You Are is the section, Mind is Thought. So if we recognize the mind is just thoughts, there is a realization that thought, the ideas, the images, all of the things that appear are actually what make up the mind. It's not a physical thing like the brain, it's just thought. So to cleanse the mind means that, in a way, we have to imagine cleansing in the same way that we do the body. Pardon the echoes from downstairs. But cleansing the mind is like taking, you know, this towel with soap and kind of washing everything away. Recognizing the impurities. Feeling the peace of the emptiness. But how do you do that? How do you cleanse the mind? You can't just jump in the shower, right? Though jumping in the shower can help because it gives you an opportunity to give your attention to something that's not in the mind. You may be giving your attention to the water, the feeling of the water. And eventually you might get back around to thoughts, but it can actually stimulate creative thought. But if we want to cleanse the mind of all thought, the most powerful tool that I've found is to simply observe the thoughts. Do not become attached with what you see. Just allow the stream of thoughts to continue uninterrupted. It can help if you close your eyes and all of those things that are passing through, you know, your to-do list, the things that you're worried about, all of the things that the moment is reminding you of, just allow all of that to stream by. Close your eyes and just watch the show continue. As you allow the thoughts to move through the screen of your attention, eventually, it stops. You've allowed all of that noise, all of those ideas and images to just go down the drain, to move through the screen of your attention. And what remains is silence. It's stillness. This is peace. This is freedom. But how often do we allow ourselves to do this? Do we embrace the opportunity to cleanse the mind? We may cleanse the body daily, but how often do we cleanse the mind? How often do we sit in the stillness and silence that is our true nature? This emptiness and this openness allows for creative ideas to land. We need the space for creation. And so I invite you to remind yourself every time you're cleansing the body, brushing your teeth, washing your face, to take just a moment to cleanse your mind, to remain in silence and stillness after you've allowed the train of thoughts to go by. Stay as that stillness and silence for at least a minute. And then as you continue this practice more and more, it becomes much more automatic and natural. And this is a true way to find freedom where you are. To be without pain. To remain in and as the present moment. And in this way, you are free. And of course, that is what I always wish for you. And I thank you so much for being here. Namaste, and so much love.